infant to 3 years old will be dismissed after the singing time. There is no ARC Sunday School this morning due to spring break, but at the back, it'll be back on next Sunday. So we have crayons and paper colors you might have saw when you first came in, and the kids can grab those throughout the service. Next Sunday night, March 30th, we'll have a singing and prayer time at the church starting at 7 p.m. The next movie night, the church, will be Thursday, April 10th at 6:30. Looking ahead, we're planning to have some baptisms in April that you can look forward to. We'll be having a joint service with the Father's House Good Friday, April 18th at 10:30 a.m., and they'll be hosting. If you like prayer today, there'll be people in this back corner that'll pray for you. That's all the announcements this morning.
Thank you. Yes, Lord, we pray, build your kingdom here in our hearts and in our community. In Jesus' name. You're free to greet each other, and the nursery is now open.
Good morning, everybody. Am I on? Nope. Nope. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone. Do I have audio? Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah? I'm coming through? No? Oh, okay. There we go. All right. I'll let everyone make their way back to their seats, and then we'll begin our time of common prayer. So for those of you who attend our John class on Sunday mornings, you may remember that the first 14 verses of John chapter 1, most scholars believe are actually a hymn, or were a very early church hymn. And that John utilized this, or was the one who actually started it, depending on which way you look at it, kind of in the same mode as Hebrew poetry, like the Psalms. So this morning we'll use John chapter 1, the first 18 verses or so to guide our time of common prayer. So with that, we'll begin. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In adoration, John in the first four verses directs us to contemplate the preexistence of Jesus. He was with God before all things and is God. John intends to overtly direct us to Genesis. Not because Christ was created at the beginning of time, but because all things have come to be through Christ, who is the very Word of God. As the Apostle says, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, things on heaven, or things in heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The first four verses of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. In verses 6 through 11, John moves us into confession and repentance, revealing the witnessing mission of John the Baptist, a mission to which we have all been called, but have failed many times. In these verses, we learn to direct our attention to Christ and direct the attention of others away from ourselves and to Christ. Creation is his, yet what is his did not accept him. We are forced to consider the ways in which we have failed to receive Christ in our lives. Verses 6 through 11. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. In thanksgiving, verses 12 through 15 further clarify the power of the incarnation, which is the revelation of God in Jesus Christ. We are directed to give thanks in that through Jesus, not only have we received the decisive revelation of God, but we also have seen his glory on the cross, receiving grace upon grace. Verses 12 through 16. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will or the flesh of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." In verses 17 through 18, John directs us to supplication by inspiring a longing to know God's only Son. As God's only Son, Jesus reveals what God is truly like and brings peace between God and man. We long to know Jesus more richly and deeply. Verses 17 through 18. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Heavenly Father, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Look with compassion upon the heartfelt desires of your servants, and purify our disordered affections, that we may behold your eternal glory in the face of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. This morning, Lord, we lift up Judith, Lou and Harold, Gloria and Jerry, Shannon and Cam, Ben and Marge, Diane, David, the Cornell family, Ernie and Darlene, Troy's family, Vicky and Donald, Cynthia and Jill. We pray for your mercy, grace, and peace in the lives of the people that make up Mournville Alliance. And now, as a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. I'd like to invite Daryl to come do this morning's first scripture reading now.
Good morning, church. It's one of the songs that we sang this morning. God introduced himself as I am. And in our reading this morning, God is going to, in his word, introduce himself as I am. So from Exodus 3, 1 to 14, Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Here the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked and the bush was blazing, yet it did not consume. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at the great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called him out of the bush. Moses, Moses, he said, here I am. Then he said, come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Moses. And his face, for he was afraid to look at God, hid his face, sorry. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry and account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know the suffering, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians, and to bring them out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of Israel has now came to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppose them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He said, I will send you, and this shall be the sign that this will be the sign for you that it is I who send you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, I will worship the God on the mountain. But Moses said to God, if I come to Israel and say to them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What should I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said, thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. May I am bless and keep you.